Colorado Democrats also won races for every major state office on November 6th. The last time that happened, it was 1936, and that political reality is keeping some awake at night, including Republican State Senator John Cook of Greeley.
I don't see them compromising. I don't see their coming to us and wanting to work with us. I see their radical agenda taking place.
As the results were coming in, the GOP election night watch party felt more like a wake for several state Republicans. Cook went as far as predicting that Democrats would run wild with their newfound power.
It's going to be like living in California or Oregon.
And state party chairman Jeff Hayes says Republicans won't take the change sitting down.
We'll be definitely keeping an eye on them and pointing out where they're wrong.
He's already calling on his party to serve as the loyal opposition to the Democrats. On the other side of the aisle, Democrats are trying to strike a more cooperative tone ahead of the legislative session, which begins in January. Leroy Garcia of Pueblo will lead the new 19-16 seat majority in the Senate.
What do you think the tone is going to be like with Republicans when the session starts?
I'm hopeful that it's positive, right? I mean, I'm optimistic that, you know, people who know when you were serving in the minority and now are in the majority have an opportunity to lead and govern, and that's what I want to do. And that is my task, is to lead and govern and to take this responsibility very seriously. I'm eager to work with anyone who wants to work with us.
Do Republicans like Hayes and Cook have a reason to worry? If history is a guide, Ken Bickers says they might. Bickers is a political scientist at the University of Colorado at Boulder. He has studied what happens when one party has complete control of a legislature.
When there's unified control, sometimes the parties reach further down their wish list to try to get things enacted because they know this is their chance to try to push some things through that would not happen if they had to negotiate with the other body controlled by the other party.
But that can also have consequences. Bickers points to the 2013 legislative session. Democrats passed stricter gun control measures following the Aurora Theater shooting.
A recall election in Colorado sending a message in the national debate over gun control to state lawmakers who supported tighter gun control laws were voted out of office last night.
Bickers thinks a split chamber can be a blessing for lawmakers and the governor.
My sense is that the best years in the Hickenlooper administration have been when he had divided legislature, that because then he could work with Republicans and Democrats and try to reach across the aisle.
So what's on the wish list for Colorado Democrats? State Party Chair Morgan Carroll is giddy when she describes what she thinks the new Polis administration will accomplish with Democratic backing. She's predicting more environmental regulations will be passed, and the state will make larger investments in public education. Healthcare is also on her mind.
Most of the time people focus nationally at what's going on healthcare, but really it's the state that decides who's included in Medicaid expansion. How much oversight do we have over the insurance industry is really the state insurance commissioner appointed by the governor.
The state might also see new regulations on oil and gas. Democrats introduced multiple bills calling for more regulations last session that died in the Republican-controlled Senate. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.